America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Tuesday, a call for revival. I hope these broadcasts are a real blessing to you, as in these days we are thinking about revival. Our message today is R457-2, and we're using one of these words in the meaning of revive in Psalm 85:6, the word live. I hope the message will be a blessing. Father, take the message, use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to the message at this time. It's one of these definitions for revival, and I want to look at the word live. The word revive means to live. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? I want to look at the word live today. The word live, all right? Now, the word revive means the word live. The word live in the English simply means this. It means to be animated, to have the vital principle, to have the bodily functions in operation or capacity to operate. In other words, your organs of your body reciprocation or circulation of blood or different things of that nature. So that's what we're looking at. In other words, the body has to be alive for all the organs, the kidneys, the heart, and all that to operate. Everything has to be in order. And that's the same way in a Christian's life spiritually. Everything has to be in order for you to up. You know, I'm afraid this, if God gave us a spiritual examination, I'm afraid most of us would be in the intensive care unit with a sign that said, "No visitors." I'm afraid most of us are just about dead. Have you ever been in a room with somebody dying? I have. I watched a certain member of my family 45 years ago as a young boy, and they got what they call the death rattles. You ever heard that? Some of you older folk understand what I'm talking about? And brother, I'm afraid today that a lot of us believers have the death rattles. And the sad part is, I think we think we're living, but we're not. But brother, we need a reviving. We need life. Amen? We need life. And I wrote this down. Now, let me say this. Another definition of this word live is to abide, to dwell, to have settled residence in any place. And I wrote this down, and I want to explain what I wrote down to you, first of all, before I start in the message. I wrote this down, oh, that God would live. Now, in the last message, and it being an introductory message, I gave you part of these outlines, but I've changed this one a little bit. From when I gave you that the other message. So it may appear that I'm preaching some of the same things again, and some of it I am, but some of it will be different. Now let me say to you today that God would live. Now first of all, let me say, when you get saved, God comes to live inside of you. But God can be quenched. God can be grieved. And the Bible even says in Psalm 78 that God can be limited. And I'm afraid today that we're limiting, grieving, and quenching God in our lives. And I tell you what's going to bring revival. And I'm going to say it again. It's not politics that's the answer for America. They're trying to make everything political. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the answer for this great nation. Although, there's nothing wrong with Christian people being involved in government. All right, and I can show you that in the Bible. But let me tell you something. We need God's people to get concerned. You have been listening to a call for revival. A call for revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.